Hi there, my name is Susan Ibach, and I want to share with you another Visual Studio tip and trick. Now, I'm sure you're wondering if I'm sharing Visual Studio tips and tricks, what I'm doing in PowerPoint of all things. Well, if like me, you occasionally have to share code in slide decks, you're going to love this next tip. Last year, when I was at the Imagine Cup 2014 World Finals, I met a team of students who built an add-in for Office, and I've been anxiously awaiting it to be published to the store, and it's out now. This particular add-in helps you display code in your PowerPoint presentations. So if you have a nice new slide and you want to try this add-in, all you need to do is go to Insert, and if you haven't uploaded the app before, you're going to need to go to the store, and you're going to search the store for something called Code Presenter Pro. You'll see the app here. It's a free app from iGeek Studio. These are some students who entered Imagine Cup last year. Now, I already have this app installed on Office, so I'm just going to go to My Apps, and I'm simply going to say, hey, please add Code Presenter Pro to the slide I'm in now. When I do this, you'll notice that it's going to add some sample code onto my page. But this isn't the code I want to display in my slide deck. I've got some code I've written inside Visual Studio that I want to display. So I'm going to go over to Visual Studio, and I'm going to take some Python code that I've written, and I'm going to copy that Python code onto my slide. Now, of course, you'd be copying C# code, Visual Basic, Java code, you choose the language that you're working with. But of course, you have to tell the PowerPoint deck what language you're using. I'm using Python here. So if I select Python as the language and choose OK, it now is going to color syntax my code on the slide for me. So I've got really nicely formatted code on the slide. But I think what's really neat is what happens when you start using it as a slideshow. So let's start a slideshow here from our slide, and we can see our code. Now, one of the neat things is we actually have that ability to expand and collapse our code. So if you've got a large amount of code that you're trying to display, you have that ability of focusing in on what's interesting. We also have the ability to make the code a bit bigger or smaller using the add-in. You can also collapse all the areas or expand all the areas. You can even start going in and highlighting and drawing lines. You've got a pen here you can use to sort of draw circles around things, and you can still, you know, erase that as well, or erase all the ink and so on. So you've got some drawing capabilities. You can even go in and start editing the code. Maybe I want to add an extra column to my query, another column. When I choose OK, it then modifies as I'm doing my presentation. I can edit my code, make a change, and bring it back up with all my color syntax. Where did this come from? As I mentioned, it's a team of students who are in the Imagine Cup. The add-in for Office is called Code Presenter Pro. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about what you can do with the add-in, they've done a really nice job on their website, which you can find at codeep.net, codeep.net, or just search for Code Presenter Pro. They've got a nice demonstration, FAQs, and more information on how you can use this really cool feature to include code, insert your slide decks really professionally. Have fun with it!